The third game of the one-day international series between Australia and England is on Sunday at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Australia isn't as strong in the 50-over version of the game as they are in Test cricket, and some critics have suggested the team celebrated its 4-0 Ashes victory too much. But Australia's vice-captain David Warner denied those suggestions.
You've got to celebrate your wins, and it was a long summer for us, and to play the way that we did and beat England 4-0, everyone deserves to go out and you know, celebrate. And if people think it was over the top, then that's their own opinion. But for us, you know, you get one day to sum up a summer. I think we did it in the right sense.
The Australian side plans to rotate throughout the series in a bid to keep everyone fresh and fit for the upcoming tour of South Africa. England's coach Trevor Bayliss says his side won't change its approach, regardless of who's in the Australian 11.
In the Australian team, yeah, they've got plenty of depth. They'll have good replacements coming in. Yeah, so there's won't impact in any way the way we go about our cricket.
In the Men's Big Bash League, the Melbourne Stars take on the Sydney Thunder on Saturday evening. That match gets underway at 6 p.m. And later on Saturday, the Perth Scorchers take on the Hobart Hurricanes in Perth, starting at 9:20 p.m. Transfer comings and goings have dominated news coming out of the English Premier League in the past few days, but this weekend it's back to the action. SBS has live coverage of Chelsea's visit to Socceroo Matt Ryan's Brighton. Chelsea will be looking to stay in the top four, while Brighton needs points in its fight to stave off the threat of relegation. The match coverage starts on SBS on Saturday night at 11 p.m. The league leaders, Manchester City, welcome Newcastle United on Sunday, looking to protect their 8-point lead over Manchester United, who travel to play Burnley. While closer to home, A-League leaders Sydney FC host the Central Coast Mariners on Saturday night at the Sydney Football Stadium. The Sky Blues will be without defender Sebastian Ryle, who left the club during the week to pursue interests outside of football. Sydney FC defender Luke Wilkshire says the club handled Ryle's departure well.
You know, in life, there's things that go beyond football, and I think it's great that the club have dealt with it the way they did, allowing him to pursue his wishes. As a club, and I mean personally, I had contact with him as well, and we wish him all the best.
In the NBL, SBS Viceland has live coverage of the Brisbane Bullets and Melbourne United match on Saturday afternoon. United will be looking to bounce back from Thursday's 98-81 loss to the New Zealand Breakers in Auckland. Coverage gets underway at 5:30 p.m. The Australian Open tennis will be in full swing too. In the men's on Saturday, Novak Djokovic will take on Albert Ramos-Vinolas, while fifth seed Dominic Thiem takes on Frenchman Adrian Manarino. Fan favourite Roger Federer, meanwhile, is in action against another Frenchman, Richard Gasquet. Also on Saturday, Angelique Kerber takes on Maria Sharapova, while top seed Simona Halep is up against Laura Davis from the USA. Australian Ashley Barty will also be in action against Naomi Osaka, looking to secure a place in the last 16. Barty says she's expecting a tough challenge.
Yeah, it's just this type of quarter, isn't it? But no, it'll be a very similar match. Never played each other before, so it'll be a good one.
And in cycling, the Tour Down Under wraps up this weekend. Stage 5 on Saturday is a 151-kilometre ride from the famous winemaking region of McLaren Vale, finishing in Wollunga Hill. The last stage on Saturday is a 90-kilometre ride through a 4.5-kilometre circuit in the heart of Adelaide. It starts and finishes by Elder Park on the banks of the River Torrens, where the 2018 Tour Down Under winner will be crowned. Matt Connellan, SBS News.